welcome you into our studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the man of the day, left tackle Jason Peters. A new deal keeps him in Philadelphia through the 2018 season. And Jason, this has to be very comforting for you.
Yeah, it is. Just knowing I'm going to be an Eagle for the next 5 years, which will make 10 years for me, and probably retire an Eagle.
Yeah, it's a long journey in the NFL, isn't it? I mean, you've been asked about this, and from the time of playing tight end in college to signing with the Buffalo Bills for $5,000, which certainly seems like a very little bit of money now, to getting to this point. What's been the key to your success?
Man, just working hard. From day one, when I wasn't drafted, just going back to the roots. Back in my high school, graduating with like 60 people. Just always had that drive and that hard work going to Arkansas. Really wasn't a star player, but I was one of the best players on the team. And then you're getting $5,000 signing bonus with Buffalo. Just that drive and just trying to show everybody who I was. That's what keeps me going today.
What positions have you played in your career? I'm talking about from the very first time you picked up a football.
Center, tackle, guard, defensive end, tight end, punter, kicker.
Punter?
I played punter and kicker in high school.
Did you? Any success?
Not at all.
I wonder why it took so long to have, you know, you get into a position where the coaches could kind of see the ability that you had.
I'm not sure. Like I said, when I went to Arkansas, I was pretty good. I was the number one defensive end in the state of Texas, and I was pretty good at it. You know, a couple injuries. We played Alabama 1 year. I think it was my sophomore year in college, and that's when I moved the tight end. And from that, I went to Buffalo, which I played 2 years on special teams and tight end. And then they moved me to offensive line, and it started from there.
Jason, with the Eagles, you've been with Juan as a coach. You've been with Howard as a coach. You've been with Jeff as a coach. Do you find that they really try to break you down and have you do a lot of different things over the course of the years?
Of course. With Mudge, you know, it was a different technique that I had with Stout. Before that, I had Juan, a whole different technique with him. Before him, I had a couple more offensive line coaches. Different technique. I done had about, I want to say 7 or 8, but you know, I got Stout now, and just different styles of play. You know, they a certain set. You know, Juan had a set and back. Stout, you know, he liked the angle. It just depends on who you're playing. He breaks everything down, and just he's just a technician at what he does.
For fans who don't understand what a set is or what an angle, so Juan's first move would be a drop step, or was it a? So was it a vertical set? What is
it? It was more vertical, setting straight back, almost like
it's a step. It starts with your feet.
It's almost like a punt protection.
Okay,
almost. And with Stout, you know, it's more of an angle.
Okay,
you know, you're setting out at an angle and you're catching him at a 45 degree.
Okay,
angle, instead of catching him straight back.
And did you pick up on it quickly last year? Did you feel?
I mean, it took me a little while not to pick up on the sets, just the plays and what they was looking for in the plays and stuff like that.
Jason, what was the feeling after missing all of 2012 to get back to the practice field, which is something that, like, I guess over the course of years, you're like, yeah, you know, it's practice. But looking back at last year, training camp, just being around the guys again, being on the field, I would imagine you were thrilled to be back at left tackle, even in practice.
Yeah, it was very hard just to watch last year. A year before that when I missed. Just being on the sideline, watching my team struggle, being in the locker room, trying to give them advice, giving Dale and King advice on how to set this guy, and watching film with him, and then just seeing them struggle all year. And then it really hurt me, you know, when we lost our coach, big Coach Reed. Just knowing, like, if I'd have been out there, you know, maybe I could have saved his job or something. But, you know, stuff happens. Now we got Chip. And we're finna get out of business.
Yeah, it was a wonderful return to the playoffs in 2013. Any big plans for you now that the business side of the offseason is done? What does Jason Peters do in the offseason?
Nothing basic stuff. You know, I play dominoes for fun. You know, stuff like that. I don't do nothing major. I'm not this type of guy to go out the country and stuff like that. I'm going to be around here mostly, you know, working out and stuff.
Yeah, so the training part of it is going to be done in Philadelphia for you.
Yes.
Jason, congratulations.
Appreciate
it. Great deal. best left tackle in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll say it right now. Trey Thomas, don't be upset.
Yeah,
you were great too, but Jason's a little bit better. Thank you very much. Hey, Jason Peters, thank you very much. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.